Before we get started, I want to play you a piece of audio because we just had Brian Burke on and we talked to him about what it's like for GMs on opening night. So I want to get your reaction to what he said and then ask you about what it's like for players as well. Here's the clip.
And I think your expectations vary based on the team. You know, so the year we won the Cup in Anaheim, we knew we were a contender. We were excited about that. Other years, you're like, oh, my God, give me a blindfold and a cigarette and take me out in the field. That's Berkey.
Yeah, that is. Two very polarizing responses. And what is it like from a player's perspective? I would imagine that even if your team is an underdog in a given year, it's not like you're sneaking cigarettes in the locker room. But maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think it's pretty exciting time. Ziggy knows there, you know, the first game of the year. You kind of want to come out with a great start, obviously, as a player, as a team. But you just play it out. You can't get overexcited about it. It's something that, you know, you're waiting months and months for this. So, you know, enjoy the moment and go play hard as a team.
Doug, and I hope we have you on the program over the course of the season. And if we do, I'm going to appoint you as my counselor. So I'm sitting on the couch across from you, living and dying with this Maple Leafs team. The expectations clearly have to be for more than a first-round exit. These kids are all a year older. They're all getting paid big bucks. The skill is obviously there. The speed is obviously there. This should be one of the better teams in the NHL. But take us inside the locker room. You have to live this day by day. You do it under the microscope in a major market like Toronto. How do you balance the day in, day out with the broader expectations over a 6, 7, 8 month period?
You know what? You've got to be patient with it. It's a long year. You know you're a good hockey team. So it's something that, you know, I was fortunate enough to play 20 years. And, you know, it's something that you look forward to the moment, especially when you have a good team. And this is a good hockey team. So you're not going to start the year off thinking about the playoffs. I think that right now you just want to go into this and everybody jump on the same page. That's what Mike Babcock wants. Go hard, play hard each and every night, and just have success as the regular season goes on. And then you worry about that playoff as time comes.
I know we beat down the captaincy thing to death here, and we're going to all find out tonight, we think. But what's the pressure like in Toronto? And does it matter whether it's a forward or defense?
No, it doesn't. Again, there's a lot of leaders in that dressing room. It's a young team, but at the same time, you've got, you know, JT that was captain previously and with another team. And, you know, they're all suitable, whether it's Matthews, whether it's Riley. Somebody is going to come in. And, again, I think the biggest thing is, as a captain, I had an opportunity to sit down or golf with JT when he was named captain as, I guess, 21-year-old. And I just sat there and listened to him for 4 hours of what he was going to do. And my advice to him was just be the best player in practice, be the best player in games. Everybody will follow. You don't have to yell. You don't have to scream. You'll lose your teammates that way. So you just go out, you play hard, and, you know, accept everybody on the team as they're all, you know, they're not, but you have to accept them all as, like, first liners and give everybody the same status, respect, and just go play hard. And you don't think about, as a captain, that you have to yell and scream or bring these guys together. So, again, they've got leadership there, and whoever it is, will be a good choice.
With Doug Gilmore, this is Leadoff with Ashley, Ziggy, and Scotty Mac, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Your situation arriving in Toronto, Doug, was different. I mean, Wendell was entrenched as the captain. He is traded, I guess, two and a half years after your arrival. You take the C. In hindsight, was it beneficial to you, say, to not have arrived and have the C slapped on your jersey? Did you need that time to adjust? I know you'd played in Calgary, but Toronto's a totally different beast.
Yeah, no. Again, I think, you know, we look back at it, and obviously they traded for Wendell for Mats. But at the same time, Wendell was our leader. You know, just the heart and soul in the dressing room, on the ice. players were scared to play against this guy. And that took a lot of wind out of our sails when he was moved. Yes, in time, it was a great trade. But at the time that we were there, Wendell was the guy. He went through the bad times here, and then he was going through some good times. So it was very unfortunate that we moved him. But it's obviously part of hockey. And, you know, as my status goes, I was gone 3.5 years later anyways.
You mentioned that guys are afraid to play against Wendell when he's on the ice. They got to spy him. You got to know where he's at. Who do you think on Toronto teams are most afraid of? They have a ton of front-end talent, of course, but who would you be more concerned about?
Well, that's a good question. Like, as you can attest to this, like back in our days, you go into a game, I don't really care who I play against as a forward. Mm-hmm. I've got to look at who I'm playing against as defense. So, just for example, like it was Chicago, they got Gary Suter back there. I got Chelios going to take my head off. Steve Smith's going to take my head off. Marchman's going to take my knee out. So this is how you have to mentally prepare for yourself. Again, it wasn't the forwards. It was the defense. Okay. So as Toronto goes, just give this all time. Their weapon is offense. And the more they have the puck, the more opportunities they have to score, they are going to score. And that's how they're going to beat teams. And with the goaltender, like Freddie, back in there, defense will all gel together. They've got some good young talent there. So, again, I'm pretty excited about it because, you know, yes, there's been changes, but changes are needed. And it's something that, the city of Toronto should be very proud of this team this year. I think they're going to get old as they're maturing, and they're going to get better.
Doug, do you watch the style of today's game, particularly with this Leafs team, and think, man, if I could just dial back the clock 20, 25 years and be in my prime, how much fun would this be?
Yeah, I think, again, times all change. And I grew up in, my first year was 1983. And, you know, it was just a different game. That was the days of bench clearing brawls and 5-on-5 fights on the ice. And there was a lot of respect, mind you. But it's just different now. And would I love the opportunity to play? Oh, I'm sure. But it was fun in our days. And the compete level, we didn't charter that much, so we really bonded as a team. And it was a lot of fun in the years that I played.
From looking at last year and the way they finished, what's one thing they need to change going into the season?
Again, we all have that opinion, I guess. But I think the one thing, just continue forward. As don't look at the past. You can't. And like we were talking about the playoffs, you can't look forward to the playoffs right now. You just got to go in. You want to be number one or number two in the division, and then kind of go from there. So you want the team to stay healthy. You know, your big boys are going to go out and score. Your third, fourth line, never try not to get beat. And it will fall into place, and it's obviously a tough thing to win the Stanley Cup, but at least at this point in time on paper, it looks pretty good. So, like I said, I'm excited to watch, and I'm sure the rest of the fans are. So I got to say thank you to Ziggy on the air right now too, because when I was coaching in Kingston and my retirement number went up, Ziggy actually called me and he bought the whole team tickets to come to that night my jersey was retired. So I had to thank him again for that.
Oh, you're welcome, bud. That was, you know, I grew up watching you, so, I mean.
I was going to say the same thing. I grew up watching you, but you got beat me to it.
I went to one of my first training camps at 19 in Buffalo, and, I mean, I still have the picture up at home, so, yeah.
Wow, thanks for letting us know that he actually is, like, nice and generous like that, because now I'm expecting good gifts for Christmas, Doug. We appreciate that tidbit.
And, Doug, the other thing that you couldn't see on the other end of the line was when you said, I have to thank Ziggy, his eyes bugged out. He's like, is this going to be good or bad? He was scared. So it was good of you to be nice to him.
No, I had to thank him for that. It was obviously a great moment for me, and to have the kids there from the Kingston team was great. So thank you.